Hi Marcello, thanks for your blog post this week. So I'm going to give you a short bit of audio feedback as normal. And first of all, great to see you working across the different readings and weaving them together, combined with your own experiences within the university around DLAS and OERs and MOOCs. But also really good to see you making connections between the different blocks of the course. And yeah, I think like you, I've seen there are a number of connections we can make between some of the conversations that have taken place around teacher and technology, and also some of our current discussions, particularly when it comes to issues of quality, as you've said. So picking up on a couple of the themes. So first of all, this idea, the utopian idea of OERs. Yeah, I think you're absolutely right about us having to be a little bit cautious. I think you used the phrase just being cautiously optimistic or something along those lines when we think about OERs. And I think you're absolutely right. Access is not, as you say, simply about putting content online through courses or in other forms. There are different questions we have to consider. You've raised the point about digital literacies. There are technological questions. There's also the personal history of different students, all sorts of different kind of backgrounds or different questions which can challenge the idea of a resource necessarily being open and necessarily being accessible. And I think something that I think has been under considered this week when I've been looking across the forum and reading different blog posts today is we can talk about how the likes of MOOCs are free of a cost, so they're kind of fee-free, if you like, largely. But something I don't think we've considered necessarily is the resource of time. And it's one thing to have the ability to study a course because there isn't a fee, but you have to have a certain set of circumstances, I would suggest, in order to have the time to be able to engage with some of these resources. So I think that's maybe something that we under consider a little bit. Now, what else did I want to talk about? Yeah, I suppose leading into this, you've talked about, again, this idea of us needing to be cautiously optimistic around OERs. And I wonder if you're familiar with Gartner's hype cycle, and the approach they offer towards technology. And I guess perhaps we might see MOOCs initially as having come in with a lot of enthusiasm, a lot of claims around how they were going to promote opportunities for accessibility and take education to places that it wasn't previously so easy to access education. And then there's been a kind of response to it as people have said, well, look, you know, the completion rate isn't particularly high, or the people taking part in these MOOCs, they're already well-educated people, they're from particular backgrounds, and they would already have been able to access education. But I wonder if we'll get to the stage where people will say, okay, well, these are the kind of limitations of some of these resources, and then we'll see kind of an upsurge in interest in what these resources are capable of achieving once we've moved beyond some of the initial hype. So that's Gartner's hype cycle, which is always quite an interesting way to try and think about how our enthusiasm for particular educational technologies can evolve over time. And the final point I was going to make was really in relation to your experience of the MOOC that you took part in, and how a lot of the content was communicated by video. And in some of the readings this week that we've been looking at, it's been challenging this idea that knowledge is something which is just communicated from an organization or from a teacher to a student. And I just got the sense from the way you were describing the MOOC that you're involved in, it did seem to be a case of it had been designed in a way where, you know, knowledge was just being communicated through a set of videos, and students would somewhat passively consume this information as opposed to maybe constructing knowledge themselves. And I thought, as a contrast to that, it was really interesting the way you talked about your own work with DLAS. And it struck me that perhaps what we need is to have a vision at the point of course design of what education is. And I mean, this is probably something you're very well versed in, I guess. But what struck me was when you were talking about how you look at courses, you're trying to project something. You're trying to project a role of what the teacher and the student relationship might be. Where might the teacher presence be in here? What are we trying to do within this course in terms of retaining quality within OERs? So I really like that idea, the way you're describing how, you know, there's you have a vision of what education is within the courses you're designing in the university. You have a vision of what a course should look like. So that was really interesting to me. And I mean, just in general, it's really interesting to hear you weaving together the readings with some of the course themes and then applying that to your own experiences. So, yep, really interesting this week to hear your thoughts, Marcello, and I'm looking forward to seeing what you come up with in the second week of this blog. Cheers.